Now, Tony Abbott's coming back after an outstanding performance overseas, but the focus will be and has been on repealing the carbon tax. But I can't tell you, and you can remember how many times I've spoken about this renewable energy target. And has this useless thing, scheme, ever been more devastating to employment and economic growth? And the government is reviewing this thing. I don't have a lot of faith in the review because McFarlane, the energy minister, has charge of the review, and McFarlane is in bed with the wind industry. And the sooner Tony Abbott gets rid of McFarlane from the energy portfolio, the better this country will function. So what this review will reveal, I'm not sure, but I'm delighted to note Deloitte Access Economics, arguing that new modelling by them demonstrates that the renewable energy target is abating carbon at an effective cost to the economy of $125 a tonne. That's five times more costly to the economy than the carbon tax. Now, remember when I spoke to Terry McCrann, however many years ago, and he said the decarbonisation of the Australian economy is a national suicide note, albeit, he said his words, by slow strangulation. Well, here we have it. Deloitte Access Economics. The RET is effectively taxing the economy at almost five times the rate of the carbon tax. And this bloke McFarlane, the energy minister, and Tony Abbott overseas said at the weekend, coal will always be the principal source of energy around the world. Well, now here we have a renewable energy target, Deloitte's modelling, predicting it will lead to the loss of 4,900 full-time jobs by 2020 and more than 6,000 by 2030. And it says the renewable energy target equates to a $34 billion hit to the economy. Renewable energy is this wind, solar stuff, which is hopelessly subsidised, immensely extravagant and costly to produce, and it gets fed into the energy costs, fed into the national grid. And remember, when it comes to wind, the companies prospering the wind farms are foreign companies. We're paying your money, taxpayers' money, to foreign wind farms to bump up the price of energy to you and to business. All endorsed, aided and abetted by this donkey in Canberra, McFarlane, who, of course, is tied up in Toowoomba, the Matt Wagner Airport. Oh, don't start me. Unbelievable. And here it is, from Deloitte Access Economics. The impact of the renewable energy target will cut exports by almost $3 billion by 2030. And the report says, quote, the upward pressure on retail prices flows on to affect the rest of the economy, raising the cost of day-to-day functions that depend on electricity. I mean, I've said this is a disgrace. As Birchall Wilson, the chief economist at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, puts it, quote, the renewables industry has been standing over the graves of Australian manufacturing concerns, crowing about the jobs the RET is creating in the wind industry. I mean, this rubbish, forget a review of the whole thing, the rubbish has to be repealed and quickly.